in order to control person behaviors. Seducing is much more effective than forcing them to obey, because people hate to feel that they are at the lower level than others. In the old century of China, there was also a lesson about this, which called the rod and the carrot. The rod creates the fear, and the carrot used to seduce the followers to obey the orders from the owner. This topic can be better explained in the essay On Shit, Property as Well as Shan Chong by Mark Emerson. Mark is the master of techniques used in essay writing, and On Shit is one of the most successful essays he had in his life. In this situation, the followers who need to be controlled is children and the owner is parents. This essay could be divided into two parts. The first part is used to explain the reason why profanity was so interesting to children. The second one is the idea and solution Mark wanted to suggest all the parents on the world to keep profanity away from their sons and daughters. What kind of people on earth want the children to swear? Easy enough, no one. However, preventing the children to stay away from the interest by forcing is impossible, unless the parents are able to keep their eyes on the children all day long. Fortunately, instead of forcing, Mark Emerson has given an out-of-the-box idea to solve this problem. First and most important, Mark used the first point of view through all the essay. Why is that significant? This technique helped to explain the problem through the eye of the children. How they feel and how they think about profanity will help to create the best solution. As I said in the beginning, children are addicted to profanity since they were young and it results in a bad habit in the future. By using ethos, a type of rhetorical mode, Mark has stated convincingly. Children acquire new words steadily. They evaluated them according to their level of intensity and seriousness. They deployed them with and at each other. In other words, the children are too innocent to fully know the dirty meaning of profanity. This innocence was clearly stated by a lot of rhetorical questions of the child in this essay, such as, "But what about tits?" or "What kid isn't trying to impress their parents?" The children, without knowing the seriousness in profanity, use its words as a playing tool. All they mean is entertaining, not the true meaning of those words. However, Omar's parents didn't notice this root reason. They judged the use of profanity is so bad they couldn't accept to seeing the children saying that. Mark has also shown some evidence from this seriousness by applying a contrast and contradiction signpost in his statement. Parents would probably have been less shocked if we had run out of the local very store with a fistful of cards swiped from the till, or men in a try a setting fire to a parked car. But they would have burst into rage if they had heard us swear. To parents, swearing is a sign the children had lost the myth of innocence. The intolerant expectations from these parents were also marked in this essay by the uses of repetition technique. "We want to try to be perfect. We want to try to avoid the wounds and disappointment that we suffer. We want to try to be without flaws." Basically, the love from the parents to the children is too large. They could not see the long-term run. They used the temporary solution but not knowing that they are making the problem getting worse. The more they abandon the children, the faster the addiction to profanity from the children grows. After logically showing the process of addiction to profanity, the author gave out his suggestion to solve the problem. But applying the absolute language into his explanations, the advice from Mark seemed to be more convincing and justful. For instance, he used the question-answer formula to explain the effectiveness of the old solution. Shall we tell our children not to curse? Maybe. Thought they would do it anyway. Scornfully, he stated that forcing could not do anything except for creating the distance between parents and children. The most powerful method to lead these children out of their interests is giving them another new interest. Instead of prohibiting the children to swear, parents should teach the children to praise. Again, by using the absolute language signpost, Mark in this essay has successfully done a great job in persuading people following his idea when he said, "Let us teach them the art of joy and thanksgiving. Let us teach them how to praise." This solution distracts the children's attention from profanity and leads them to a new healthy interest. Not only children, this method could also be used in all ages. CEOs distract their employees' attention from the idea that they are being controlled by creating a purpose such as having this assignment done or having the orders by selling this product. Salesmen distracts the customer's attention from the idea that the money is about to be taken by using techniques which let the customers pretend that they actually choose to buy that product. In conclusion, the act of controlling people is to give them the idea that they gain benefits by doing that order. So, what is the key here? Simple enough. Voluntariness. I have achieved my goal, you gain the benefit, both of us are happy. Controlling people is easy breezy.